again from 21 to 28. Acts chapter 14. At Iconium, Paul and Barnabas went as usual into the Jewish synagogue. There they spoke so effectively that a great number of Jews and Gentiles believed. But the Jews who refused to believe stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brothers. So Paul and Barnabas spent considerable time there speaking boldly for the Lord, who confirmed the message of his grace by enabling them to do miraculous signs and wonders. The people of the city were divided. Some sided with the Jews, others with the apostles. There was a plot afoot among the Gentiles and Jews, together with their leaders, to mistreat them and stone them. But they found out about it and fled to Laconian cities of Lystra and Derbe and to the surrounding country, where they continued to preach the good news. And now verse 21, the return to Antioch in Syria. They preached the good news in that city and won a large number of disciples. Then they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God, they said. Paul and Barnabas appointed elders for them in each church and, with prayer and fasting, committed them to the Lord, in whom they had put their trust. After going through Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia, and when they had preached the word in Phrygia, they went down to Attalia. From Attalia they sailed back to Antioch, where they had been committed to the grace of God for the work that they had now completed. On arriving there, they gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them and how he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. And they stayed there a long time with the disciples.
Let me welcome again, if you're visiting, my name is Wayne. I'm the youth pastor here. Welcome along to tonight. As we start, would you pray with me as we look at this passage tonight? Heavenly Father, Lord, we pray that over the next little while as we look at this passage, Lord, we pray that you would just open up to us. As we read and recount and think through these stories of the first mission of Paul and Barnabas' trips to these cities, Lord, we pray that you would remind us, that you would teach us how it is that we might be part of your mission. The mission that you have called us to, just like you have Paul and Barnabas. The mission to see your word, your gospel, to go out to all the nations. In your name we pray. Amen. I came across a story through the week. It kind of goes like this. It's a story of a pastor from Crystal Palace in the UK. He's at a church there, and it was the end of his service. He was speaking, and a man at the rear of the church stood up. He put up his hand and he said, "Excuse me, sir, can I share my story?" To which the pastor replied, "You've got 3 minutes." And so the man started to tell his story. He recounted that he'd lived in the UK for some years now and recently had moved into the area nearby the church. A couple of months before that, he'd come back to Sydney to see some friends and relatives, and just before he was about to leave, he was walking up George Street. And walking up George Street, a short, grey-haired man walked out of a shopfront one day, thrusting a pamphlet in front of him. He said, "Excuse me, sir, are you saved? If you die tonight, are you going to heaven?" The man was kind of taken back somewhat by this statement and this question, but he thankfully took the pamphlet and then headed back to the UK, jumping on his plane. But all the way back, this question sort of rang into his mind. And on getting back, he went to his neighbour, who, thank God, was a Christian. And he shared with him the news of the gospel, and this man came to faith, and he was now standing in the church to share his story, to say, "I will come because I want to be part of your church." The church, hearing the story, obviously applauded, thanked him for his story, and welcomed him. And it's great to hear those sort of stories. The story continues on. This same pastor, a couple of weeks later, ended up being in Australia. He was in Adelaide speaking at a conference. It was a 3-day Baptist conference in Adelaide. And towards the end of a conference, a lady came to see him for some counselling. Wanting to know where this lady stood with the Lord, he asked her the story, can you share with me? What's your story? The lady said that she'd grown up, in fact, in Adelaide. She spent all the time there, but some friends of her had moved to Sydney. And recently she'd flown back to Sydney, and out one night she was walking down George Street And this short, grey-haired little man walked out of a shop front, handed her a pamphlet and said, "Excuse me, madam, are you saved? If you died tonight, would you go to heaven?" She said that the question just puzzled her. And she remembered it, and when she got home, she knew of a Baptist church just down the road from her. And so when she got home, she headed down and she met with the pastor and who led her to faith. The story's quite a long story. It actually keeps on going. He then flies to Perth. He meets an elder of a church in Perth who recounts his story, how he grew up in the church thinking he knew it, thinking he had a relationship, but went to Sydney, met this grey-haired, short little man, kind of rudely thrusted a pamphlet in front of his face and said, "Excuse me, sir, are you saved? If you died tonight, would you go to heaven?" He continues on. He meets some missionaries from Kyrgyzstan. He meets some others from India. He meets an American naval officer, all who had met this short, grey-haired little man in George Street who passed them a bulletin saying, "Excuse me, sir, are you saved? If you died tonight, would you go to heaven?" He said he was amazed by this. He said a couple of years later, he was in fact back in Sydney. He was actually speaking out at Guymere Baptist Church. And as he was speaking out there, he met with the pastor. He said, "Excuse me, do you happen to know of a short grey-haired man who hands out pamphlets?" He said, "Yeah, I do. His name is Mr. Gior. I don't know if he actually hands out those pamphlets. He's quite elderly now." And to which the pastor said, "Could I meet him?" He said, "Sure, we can probably organise that." So a couple of nights later, they actually headed off. They knocked on the door, to which this grey, short, elderly man opened the door. He was quite old and frail by now. He invited them in. He gave them a cup of tea. They sat down on the lounge. And the pastor began to share with Mr. Gior all these accounts of people that he'd met over the years that had come to know Christ, come into a living relationship with Jesus Christ because of this question that they'd been asked walking down George Street. The story goes that as this pastor shared with Mr. Gior this story, tears started to pour down this man's face. At the conclusion of it, Mr. Gior said, "Can I share you my story?" He said, "Years ago, I came to Australia on a boat." He said, "I was a lost kind of a guy. I was a bit of a pain, really. I was a bit of a delinquent. I made life hell for lots of people. But one night, travelling over here, one particular man who I'd just made life horrible for, he said, just came and sat beside me when life bottomed out for me and shared with me the news of Jesus Christ. He said, it changed my life so much. It was like night to day for me. It just changed. And so impressed, so empowered by this relationship with Jesus, I made a commitment there.